This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari revokes ordinance related to political parties. Both houses of federal parliament passed the budget for the current fiscal year. Prime Minister Shyamala Deva says government has prioritized tourism sector for economic growth and development. And farmers in India take to streets again to protest the controversial legislations. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has revoked the ordinance related to political parties 2078 Bikram Samvat Second Amendment at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. According to a press statement issued by the Office of the President yesterday, President Bhandari repealed the ordinance in accordance with the Article 114 Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. The government has decided to establish the B.P. Koirala National Prize. A cabinet meeting held at the Prime Minister's office in Singhadarbar yesterday also decided to appoint Bishnu Prasad Subedi to the post of Executive Chairperson of Gorkhapatra Corporation. Government spokesperson and Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed that the cabinet meeting approved the Chemical Fertilizer Monitoring Order 2078 Bikram Samvat Second Amendment. Both the houses of the federal parliament have passed the budget for the current fiscal year 2078-79 Bikram Samvat. The budget was passed along with the endorsement of the Appropriation Bill 2078 Bikram Samvat, Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Samvat and Bill to raise National Debt 2078 Bikram Samvat by both the houses of the federal parliament. Secretary at the House of Representatives Gopal Nath Yogi informed the House meeting regarding the message related to finance bill and bill to raise national debt received from the National Assembly. Likewise, in yesterday's meeting, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota read out a letter received from the Office of the President related to the authentication of the appropriation bill. The finance bill and bill to raise national debt will come to implementation once the Speaker verifies and President authenticates them. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has directed the secretaries of the respective ministries to immediately prepare work plan and execute them for implementation of the budget. The National Assembly has endorsed the Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Samvat and the Bill to Raise National Debt 2078 Bikram Samvat as well. Prime Minister Shyamala Deva has said the government has set different programs prioritizing the tourism sector for the development and economic growth of the country. Inaugurating the newly constructed building of Nepal Mountaineering Association in Kathmandu on the occasion of 42nd World Tourism Day yesterday, Prime Minister Shyamala Deva said the government was ready to collaborate with the stakeholders for development of tourism infrastructures and identification of new tourism destinations. On the occasion, Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yadav Koirala, stressed on the need for collaboration between the government and the private sector for the development of the tourism sector. The Standing Committee meeting of CPNEML has agreed to forward the documents to be presented in the party's Statute General Convention in a unified manner. Publicity Department Chief of the party, Yogesh Bhattrai, informed at the meeting held at Lalitpur-based Tulsilal Smriti Memorial Building yesterday, discussed the suggestions received over the reports and proposals to be presented in the upcoming Statute General Convention of the party. He further informed that the standing committee members put forth their views on the political, organizational and statute draft reports that were endorsed by the party's central committee meeting. Leader Bhattrai also said the party chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli vowed to implement the 10-point agreement reached to resolve and unite the party. The ruling coalition partner CPN Maoist Centre has decided to play a role in proceeding with the expansion of the Council of Ministers by removing legal hurdles. A meeting of the party's standing committee that took place at the party office in Paris Dara yesterday agreed to sit for talks on the issue with the coalition partners. Standing committee member Dev Gurung said the meeting discussed the issues pertaining to the government expansion and other related issues to find a way for giving a full shape to the government as soon as possible. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Pusal has asserted that values such as Federal Democratic Republic, inclusiveness and proportional system achieved through the sacrifice of thousands of martyrs should be preserved and promoted. Garlanding the statue of social worker and peasant leaders Ashtaman Maharjan and Chandra Bahadur Maharjan at Siddhipur of Mahalakshmi Municipality, Ward No. 6 in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Pusal reaffirmed her commitment to moving ahead, protecting the rights of citizens as well as the progressive republican values. China has expressed its willingness to work together with Nepal to promote new progress in China-Nepal relations. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi made such remarks in a congratulatory message to the newly appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Naren Kharka. According to a tweet by the Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Hao Yangshi, state councillor and foreign minister of Nepal, of China, Wang Yi also expressed his readiness to work with his Nepali counterpart. The special court has asked for a bailout amount of 5 million rupees from the former director general of the Inland Revenue Department, Churamani Sharma. A bench of judges of the special court, Abdul Aziz Musalman and Nityananda Pandey, yesterday asked for the bailout amount from Sharma. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, had filed a corruption case of 1.33 billion rupees against Sharma, accusing him of leaking revenue. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,282 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. Likewise, 1,262 patients recovered yesterday itself. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal has reached 96.2%. Similarly, seven more corona-related deaths were confirmed in the country yesterday, taking the total death toll to 11,103. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now a break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Hundreds of farmers in the Indian states of Punjab and Haryana have blocked roads as they re-energized their protest against contentious farmer laws. Farmers who have been camping at Delhi's borders since last November want a repeal of the laws. Several rounds of talks between farmer unions and the government have yielded no results. The government says the laws will increase farmers' income, but unions see them as unfair and exploitative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the reforms a watershed moment for Indian agriculture. But farmer groups said, contrary to promises that the laws will help improve farm incomes and increase productivity, they will in fact expose them to the vagaries of the free market and make them poorer. Yesterday's call for Bharat Bandh or nationwide strike came on the first anniversary of the law's approval in the parliament. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature 30 degrees Celsius, minimum 18.5, and rain was 1.4 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari revokes ordinance related to political parties. Both houses of federal parliament passed the budget for the current fiscal year. Prime Minister Shahbaz Dewa says government has prioritized tourism sector for economic growth and development. and farmers in India take to streets against to protest the controversial legislations. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.